Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Let us listen for God speaking to us through the ancient poetry of John 1, with contemporary poetic additions by Reverend Sarah Speed. In the beginning was the Word.
Way back, a long, long time ago, before the stars, before the day, before the rivers were carved out of clay.
In the beginning.
Way back in that beginning.
Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, Jesus, was in the beginning with God.
In other words, we cannot say that love was born in a stable that day. For love was born when the horizon was drawn. It was born in the dark long before the dawn. Love was born with the very first sea. And when God breathed life into you and me, long before magi or shepherds or dreams, long before sheep or angels that sing, love was here, building away then and now on this Christmastide day.
For all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. And what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
And so Jesus shined, like a light in the dark or a star in the sky. Jesus walked into this world and opened our eyes, shining a light on all social divides and loving the scars that we try to hide. He lit up this world like it's never seen, the light of all people, Emmanuel, King.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Hatred did not overcome it. Fear did not overcome it. Greed did not overcome it.
A light shines in the darkness.
Envy did not overcome it. Doubt did not overcome it. Scarcity did not overcome it.
A light shines in the darkness.
Death did not overcome it. Sickness did not overcome it, and grief did not overcome it.
For he was in the beginning with God.
Way back, a long, long time ago, before the stars, before the day, before the rivers were carved out of clay.
And what has come into being in him was life.
So we cannot begin with the magis and sheep, for this story begins at the brink
of creation and light.
Of you and me.
Of beloved and love.
Of being set free.
For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God, and that light shines in the darkness. It always has, and it always will.
That is where our story begins, with love for creation from beginning to end. Amen.
Some of us have already packed away our Christmas trees, our garlands, our candles. We've pulled the outdoor lights, and some of us were outside doing that on the morning of December the 26th. Some of us will do it today after we go home and eat a good lunch or maybe a healthy dinner. Some of us will do that as we prepare to return to work, to school, to life tomorrow. In some ways, for some of us, Christmas is over as soon as we start preparing for New Year's. Maybe you needed to clear the way so that you could see the football games yesterday on TV. For many of us, Christmas has ended, and all the signs of it are packed away back in the attic waiting for next year. But in the church calendar, Christmas is not just a day. It's an entire season. And so today, though it is New Year's Day, it's also Christmastide, as you've already heard in the service. It's a time that spans a whole season of 12 days between Christmas and Epiphany, January the 6th. In the context of the Christmas story, this is the time between Christmas and Epiphany, the time when the Magi were moving, following the star from the east all the way to the manger in Bethlehem. During these 12 days, there was traveling going on. It was a journey. Today actually is not the end of the Christmas season, but it is the seventh day of Christmas, which means we are pretty close to the middle of the journey. We have received the news and we've proclaimed it with our own lips that Christ is born. We have celebrated this good news by sharing gifts and meals and hugs with family and friends. Maybe we've celebrated it with a little too much food. But we still haven't arrived at the end of the Christmas journey. And it's so important that we remember that. You see, journeys often change us. We might set out with a particular destination or journey or roadway or path in mind. But along the way, things happen. Surprises come. We encounter strangers. We get news we didn't know we were going to get. And all of a sudden, the journey has to veer and change and adapt just a little. And each time the journey changes, we change as well. We learn, we grow, we adapt. We are different than we were before. Sometimes, though, even though we know this in our minds, the middle of the journey can grow pretty weary. We are ready to be at our destination. We want to have completed the marathon. We're tired of hearing, or maybe even crying out ourselves, that famous refrain from the backseat of the minivan, "Are we there yet?" We're exhausted from the surprises. They have lost their luster. We're ready to be back in known territory in a predictable world. The middle of the journey is often where we grow weary, where we lose hope, where we struggle to find joy and peace, where we lose love. And this is exactly why I think there is good news for us in the Gospel of John today. Remember that I said Christmas is not a day, but Christmas is a season. It is not a destination, but it is a journey. The journey of Christmas begins on Christmas Eve, as the journey of Advent comes to an end. You may remember our Christmas Eve service. We read texts from the beginning to the end, from the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, through the gospel stories of the birth of Jesus. We tell the story from beginning to end, from generation to generation, if you will, from the beginning of time when God began to create until this very moment right here. We end the Christmas Eve service with the same scripture we just heard a moment ago from John chapter 1. And we do this because while the other Gospels tell the narrative, the Gospels, you know, Matthew and Luke, they tell us how and when Jesus was born, John overlays the story with history, poetry, beauty, and meaning. John connects the birth story of Jesus with the beginning story from Genesis. John tells us what it all means, why it all matters, and what the good news is. And from John's perspective, that good news sounds simple, but it's so hard to remember from the middle of the journey. According to John, the good news of the incarnation is this: God is with us. God is with us. I know it sounds very simple, but it's incredibly profound if we can just remember it from the middle of the journey. And remembering it, I would venture to say, is the hardest part. Especially when we need the good news the most, it's hard to remember because God's presence can sometimes be easier to see in hindsight than it is in the thick of the moment. God's presence sometimes needs to be pointed out by others who can see the events in our lives unfolding when we cannot see it ourselves. I can remember numerous times in my own life, times of trial and struggle, as well as times of great joy, when I could not see what God was doing, but others around me could, and they reminded me of it every moment. What are those times for you? When could you feel that God was indeed with you? When was the incarnation real for you? Now, I asked several of you, actually, I asked all of you in the church e-news to email me some of the times in your life when you knew that God was with you. And I got a few responses. So I went to social media and posted the same question. And I hope that if you have some time this afternoon, you'll visit my page so that you can hear the good news from people in their own words. But I want to summarize for you some of the common themes and maybe some of the specific stories that you shared back when asked, when did God dwell with you? Some of you said, on my wedding day, at the altar, at a significant milestone anniversary. Others said at the birth of my children or grandchildren, or when covering a forest fire at midnight in Arizona when the winds shifted, trapping myself and my photographer. I knew God was with me then. After a car accident, when I stepped out of the car and surveyed the scene and realized that I really shouldn't be as okay as I was. God was with me then. In the middle of a major earthquake or a hurricane or a storm, God was with me. When a loved one died and I didn't think I could make it through. When I was so sick and I myself was about to die and I had peace nonetheless. Because I knew that even in that moment, even as I faced death, God was my salvation. And I had nothing to fear. When no one else was with me, God was. God was with me. These are your words. These are your testimonies, and your stories bear witness to the truth that God is indeed with us here and now. You see, your lives bear the reality that Christmas is alive. Not just on December the 25th, but for the whole season and for all of the seasons. Christmas is alive because God is with us here and everywhere we go. Maybe we just need to remember and to help others around us remember that promise as well. God is with us. We're a little more than halfway through Christmastide, which means that soon this particular journey is going to come to an end. Soon the regular rhythms of life, work, play, worship, school, etc., they will all pick back up, maybe as early as tomorrow morning. But what we have to decide is, will we take the lessons of Christmastide into those next journeys? I don't know what the next journey is for you. And we are discovering together what the next journey is for us as a church. The journeys all have new names. Maybe for some of us, the journey is simply called 2023 at this point. Maybe it's called chemotherapy or surgery or radiation. Maybe it is called pregnancy. Maybe it is called dialysis. Maybe it is called job search or unemployment or financial insecurity. Maybe it's called vacation or sabbatical or jubilee. Maybe it's called loneliness. Maybe it's called joy. Maybe it's called hope. Maybe it's called wonder. Whatever it is that your journey is called, it awaits us. It awaits you and I as soon as we walk out the doors. And so both the promise, the challenge, and the good news today is that God has drawn near. And if you ever forget it, if the journey is hard and you walk out the door and you don't know if you can remember or feel or believe it in your heart that God is with you, all you have to do is turn around and come back in because there are so many people here who are eager to remind you, to point out the places in your life where they can see God at work, and to share the stories of when God has been with them. And friends, sometimes that is all the reminder we need. So as you leave this day and begin the new journey, whatever it is, remember the truth of the incarnation. God is with us. God is with you. And that's no small thing. Amen.